Welcome to Shomach Shav and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Aaron Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok and the Refuah Shleima of Levi Bas Nechama. We're holding a new Daf Yudalit. And the Gemara in Amud Aleph brings, in the end of the page, that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon argue which part of Parah Aduma is a Indian that we do not understand. As the Pasuk says, Amarti Echkama Vihi Rechayka Mimeni. Pasuk in Kehelis, Shlomo HaMelech says, I said I'll be smart, I'll try to comprehend what Parah Aduma is all about, but I can't understand it. And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon argue, which part of Parah Aduma is the one we don't understand? Rabbi Akiva says, the Parah Aduma is, how can it be that when you do the hazah, the sprinkling of the water, on a tameh, it makes him tar, and you put it on a tar, it makes him tameh. And Rabbanon learned, how can it be the one who does the sprinkling, the one who receives the sprinkling, they become tar, and the one who carries the mei chatos, he becomes tameh. So something here doesn't make sense. Now, as brought down in the Rishonim already, the Rikanti, who was a Talmud of Ramban, says in his Pirush Parshas Chukas, that when we are saying the Parah Aduma is something we don't understand, many of the details of Parah Aduma, including the fact that it's a red Parah Aduma, including the fact that they cannot have a mum, and many other details are things that Al-Pi Kabbalah we do understand what it means. But the one thing which we have that is not understood is what we have in our Gemara over here, is the contradiction. How can it be something that on one hand makes someone tame and the other hand it makes someone tor? This thing is something which is incomprehensible. How can it be these two things coexist? And the Sefer Chassidus all have a very similar idea regarding this concept. Many, many Sfarim speak about it. We'll mention two of the Sfarim. The first one is the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, that he says, the oimek, the depth of what Echkama V'Rechaykimani means, is really referring to our comprehension of the revelation of Hashem in the world. We think that we're going to understand, Shmuel reveals himself in some way. So when a person builds himself up, he starts learning, understanding, and tries to grasp some of the revelation of Hashem in the world. When he does that, when he tries to get to that, he realizes he doesn't really understand a thing. He doesn't really grasp anything. And he refers to what the Balei Kabbalah tell us, when we say a bracha, we start the bracha b'lashon noicheach. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol is in front of us. Baruch atah. But then we right away change the lashon, the language, to speak b'lashon nister. Asher kedishanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see him. Because when we try to grasp, then we finally realize that we don't really understand a thing. That's the idea of Amarti Echkemo. I want to comprehend. I'm going to try my best. I'll put all my effort. And then the ultimate realization is, He Rechoy Kavimeni. It's too hard to understand. And the Yisrach Moshe from Satmer adds to this, that really this is the concept of what we're talking about Parah Aduma. Because what Parah Aduma just shows us is something which is supposed to be Tahar, it causes Tomei. There's a contradiction over here. There's a hefech, an opposite. And the way that the world works, there is a system. There is rules. One thing leads to another. You can't have one thing leading to the exact opposite. So what we're doing over here in Parah Aduma is we have something which on one hand causes someone to be tar. The same exact act causes someone to be tameh. Which act exactly? But there's an act by Parah Aduma that the same thing for one person who works, and then for the other one, it does the exact opposite effect. This is a revelation of something which is above this world. As the Gemara Bracha says, that there's a concept of Balei Tshuva or Gedoyli Mitzadikim. The Balei Tshuva stands in a place where a tzaddik can be. Even though he did something wrong, but through his doing something wrong, doing Tshuva, he elevates above this world to somewhere that even a tzaddik can't get. That's the Gilui, the revelation of opposites. That it's not the regular standard process that we have in the world. It's something which is beyond this world. And this is what it means. Because normally in the world, when I try to understand something, the more I put my mind to it, the more I put my chachma, my knowledge into it, the more I understand it. But here, the more chachma, the more rechoika is. The more I understand the gilui of Hashem in the world, the more it's far away from me. And this is the idea of Parah Adumah, as Rav Tzadik explains. Parah Adumah overcomes the damage, the tumor of misa, of death. The only way to overcome death in this world is to go beyond this world. Parah Adumah is beyond this world, is where the opposite exists. Amarti ech kamah, the rechoyka yimeni. The more I learn, the more I grasp, the more I understand, the more I know I don't know anything. That's the revelation which is beyond this world. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.